Joining me now in the Hyundai Texans radio studio, inside linebacker Zach Cunningham, fresh out of one of probably the longest linebacker meetings you guys have had all year. Thanks so much for joining us, Zach. How's it going today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing all right. All right. So I've never actually interviewed you. And so before I interview somebody, I like to do a little bit of what I like to call research. And by research, I mean Google.
Okay.
And so obviously I know everything with the Texans, but I kind of wanted to get a sense of you. And social media is usually a great place for that. So I went to your Twitter account. On April 4th, you announced to the world that you joined Twitter. You've tweeted four times since then.
Yeah.
You're still wearing your Vanderbilt uniform in your profile picture.
Am I?
Yeah, so
I've not been on there a lot, so I would.
Twitter didn't really. You didn't really stick with Twitter.
No,
not
I didn't.
Your thing.
No, not really.
And Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that. Are you just not into social media?
I'm big on Snapchat, not Instagram though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is? A lot of the younger players seem to be really into Twitter and social media, but
I mean, you. Yeah, that's just how I am. It's not something I'm really into.
All right. Is there anything that we can do to get you more involved in Twitter? Because I do this thing called likes and stuff, and you're never on it because you're not on Instagram or Twitter. I feel like I need to like incorporate you into likes and stuff so you can be our like of the week one of these days.
I mean, maybe with the free time that we're going to have coming up, maybe I'll get back into it.
Yeah, maybe that's a good off-season project, looking into Twitter. All right. I did find out, though, that you like to play guitar.
I do.
And you sing?
Yes, I do.
All right. So do you still play the guitar with regularity?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How, like every day
time,
or once a week?
I'd say it's off and on, like maybe 3 or 4 days out the week.
Really?
I find, you know, if some free time, just like to go in and just start playing.
All right. So when did you pick up the guitar?
I would say about 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah. 8 or 9 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do you play? Like, what sort of stuff do you play?
I play acoustic, so a lot of people, all my brothers and sisters, cousins, a lot of us play instruments, a lot of us sing, grew up in church singing, you know, playing in the choir, so that's a lot of what I like to do.
Okay, and you mentioned your brothers and sisters. You've got a pretty big family.
I do, yeah. I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
All right, where do you fall in the oldest to youngest?
Yeah, I'm the fifth out of 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does anybody else play football in your family?
Yeah. My 2 older brothers, they played football. Neither of them went to the collegiate level. My 2 younger brothers are in college now playing football.
And where are they at?
One of them is at Troy, and the other one, I forget the name of the school. But
oh, you're such a great brother. He's doing well wherever he's playing.
Yeah.
How much do they tap your brain now that you're out in the NFL and you've been playing for a while? How much do they pick your brain on playing football and being in the league and stuff like that?
I mean, they don't hit me up that much about, you know, football and stuff. I mean, we like to keep that separate, but, you know, as far as, like, little pointers here and there, because they both play linebacker as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, so yeah, I'll give them a few pointers here and there.
All right, you grew up in Alabama, but you went to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And you redshirted there as a true freshman. So how did you pick Vanderbilt over, say, Alabama or any other college in that area?
Alabama, that was, like, my top school growing up. I was a huge Alabama fan. They were trying to gray shirt me, so I wasn't really trying to do that. I did have an offer from Auburn, but, you know, there was a little mix-up that happened with that. I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But with Vanderbilt, I don't know. It went through my whole recruiting process. I kind of fell in love with the campus and fell in love with everything that they had going for them at the time. And it seemed like the best spot for me. That's, you know, really what influenced my decision.
So you were on scout team. You were a scout team linebacker when you started there. And then you sort of worked your way up. You were a starting linebacker, All-America honors your senior year. What was that like, making that leap from redshirting your first year to becoming a starting inside linebacker? Did you think after that, hey, I might have a chance to play in the pros one day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was kind of weird for me going into, you know, that starting position, because after my redshirt year, the end of my sophomore season is when I became a starter, like the last few games. But then the beginning of the next year, I didn't start until like the 4th game because one of the other linebackers ahead of me got hurt. And that was the year that I forgot for the first team All-SEC. And then the year after that was when I got all the All-American honors and all that. So it was kind of a weird process for me. But, you know, throughout that whole process, I always kept my head up, you know, always kept faith. you know, believed in God that he was going to have, you know, help me to achieve my goals. And that's something I always thought I'd be able to do, was, you know, make pro.
How is it for you now, your rookie year? You've had quite a few games now under your belt, obviously with the injuries. Unfortunate for the team, but good for some younger players to get out there and get some playing time. Mm-hmm. You know, what's that transition been like for you learning this defense? You get guys like Brian Cushing and Bernardrick McKinney to learn from. You know, how has that helped you?
Yeah, that's definitely helped me a lot. You know, those guys are really helpful. You know, they've really taken me in and, you know, taken me under their shoulders, kind of showed me the way, you know, helped me, you know, develop as a player, develop mentally, you know, with the game. And, you know, not just them, the coaches as well, you know, just putting in the extra hours, you know, just to help me acclimate to, you know, better to their position.
All right. Mike Vrabel and Bill O'Brien both said you're willing to learn. You're instinctive. You're athletic. One of them said if you make a mistake, you always adjust. You don't make that same mistake again. Where did you get your work ethic from?
I would say I got my work ethic from my parents. Growing up, both of them were self-employed, and all of us is, you know, all the kids, we had to help them, you know, growing up. So my dad did landscaping, so we would have to get picked up right after football practice, have to go help him cut yards and, you know, all the stuff like that. My mom did construction, so there, on our weekends, we would have to get up early in the morning and go help her, you know, build houses, you know, put down tile and put up sheetrock and all that. So that, you know, over the years, that's why I would say I get my work ethic from.
Wow, that's really amazing. They had like a whole little company of kids working for them.
Right.
I don't know about child labor laws, but that's a great life lesson, though, you know, working for your parents and the business, and then you're managing your time between football and working.
Right, right.
Did you get a cut of any of the profits, or was there nothing like that involved in that?
I would say that our living was the cut.
They're like, you're living in our house, and we're raising you. All right, so from your roots in Alabama here to Houston, how do you like living in Houston? What's it been like for you moving here? Because you were in a small town, and here you are in one of the largest cities in the U.S. And then, obviously, with the hurricane and everything that happened this year, a very unique start to your roots here in Houston.
Right, well, I would say it was easier for me to acclimate to Houston, being that I, you know, stayed in Nashville for a while. So, you know, coming from there, it was easier to you know, come into it, and I've enjoyed my time here a lot.
Yeah, and then you've got Andre Hall too, right?
Right, right. So that's definitely a plus. Yeah, he's
Vanderbilt as well.
Mm-hmm, right, right.
All right, good stuff. Zach Cunningham, thanks so much for stopping by after your meeting. I know it's been a long day for you. Appreciate it so much. Best of luck for the rest of the season,
Thank
Zach.
Thank you very much.